Welcome to the Tag Republic podcast, a weekly chat with Carolina Guzik about all things marketing. Some episodes are short tips that you can implement in your business right away, while others are in-depth conversations with industry leaders. Whether you're a new photographer searching for some knowledge or an established professional with years of experience, Carolina offers fresh and innovative advice that can help you transform your photography business.
This episode is sponsored by The Art of Pinning, a self-paced Pinterest class for wedding and lifestyle photographers. If you are having a hard time driving traffic into your website, or SEO is overwhelming you, or the people that are visiting your website are not the kind of visitors, aka they're not converting into clients, then this class is for you. You can find more information at www.thetalkrepublic.com/Pinterest, or just follow the link in the notes. Now, enjoy this episode. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of The Tag Republic. It's been so long since I connect this microphone and chat into the void. It's been a long time, friends. How are you? I keep seeing my analytics, and I can see that even though I haven't posted in a month, you guys are listening to these episodes, and I don't know why I'm saying you guys. I'm going to talk singular. You. You friend, you have been listening to the episodes. So I want to thank you for that. I also want to let you know that I have a little bit of a cough. So I'm going to try, obviously, not to cough into the microphone. But if for some reason you don't hear me or something, it's because I cover the microphone, I cough, and then I come back. Okay, hopefully it won't be disruptive. So, if you're new here, my name is Carolina Guzik, and I am really excited to be chatting with you. Another thing that I would like to ask you is send me a DM. Let's be friends. Let's keep it on the down low. The only thing that I want for you is if you listen to my podcast, just to send me a DM saying like, hey, I listen to you, and an emoji. Let me put a face to the download. I want to know who is listening to this. You guys keep me motivated, but I also want to make friends. So send me a DM, let me know that you listen. And if you find these episodes useful, I want you to share them with your friends too. Let's don't, gatekeep information. Is that even a thing? Gatekeep? Oh, you guys know me already. You guys know that sometimes I have Carolinisms in this podcast. But today, this is a Q&A. We're going to spice things around here. And actually, I was invited to host a Q&A on a Facebook group run by Imagine, which is the software that I use for editing my photos. If you guys are not using AI to help you with your editing, you are definitely working harder. I would have to say that. The way that I use it is once I have done my calling, I send them, I send them to the app, and within minutes, I have an edited gallery. Now, I just go through every single image and I tweak, the things that I want to tweak. But because I have been using this for so long, years already, and I have uploaded so many images to my profile, currently, the edits are like 98% accurate. The things that I need to tweak are so little, and I could even say that the things that I'm tweaking, nobody else will notice them but me. So it is really an amazing time saver. It is, you're not losing kind of like your editing style. You're not, stop being yourself by using, Imagine. But what you're doing is having a tool that is going to free a lot of time. And what you do with your free time, that's up to you, whether you want to use it to listen to podcasts, whether you want to watch TV, whether you want to go out and enjoy nature, whatever you want to do, we should all have more free time. Alrighty, friends. So today I'm just going to read some of the questions that people posted on this Q&A on Imagine, because I thought some of the questions were really, really good. And I want to share that with the world. So let's start right now. Oh, and before we start, I want to let you know that in the description of this episode, you will find a link to get 1,500 free edits done by Imagine. This is only for new users. So if you are right on the, on the limbo, you don't know if this is for you or not, literally you have nothing to lose. 1,500 free edits, use them at your convenience, link in the comment, in the description of this episode. Alrighty, and we are gonna go with the first question that I received, and I thought this was a very interesting question. Jonathan Kessler asked, "Hey Carolina, totally digging your podcast, by the way." Thank you, Jonathan. "With your experience in both wedding photography and podcasting, could you share how you leverage your podcast reach to elevate your wedding photography business and vice versa? Any instances where your podcast has snagged you some exciting wedding photography opportunities?" Ah, Jonathan, I love this question. And I'm going to be really, really honest. I don't target future clients in my podcast. Right? This podcast that you're listening right now to is for photographers. I share marketing strategies for photographers. So I am not targeting my podcast for future couples. Now, I haven't been lucky enough to get a photographer that is getting married in Miami to hire me. That hasn't happened yet, but listen, I still have it on my vision board. So what you can do if you are a photographer, especially if you are a destination wedding photographer and you want to try something new, a podcast would be fun. Now, I want to be honest and say that it takes momentum. It takes time. It takes a lot of dedication to get an audience in podcasting. But once you get there, you know, things move a little bit faster. So if you have been thinking about perhaps creating a podcast to help you market your business, that will be brilliant. I want you to focus on a couple of things. Focus on things that your future client is in need of. I don't want your podcast to be a technical podcast about how cameras work. Boring. Nobody wants to hear about that. I want a podcast to hear about, like, you know, what happens at weddings, how to create a perfect timeline, the hidden cost of a wedding, the things that nobody's talking about on wedding blogs. I don't know, make it a little bit clickbait, but also real information that you as a photographer, content that you have that perhaps couples that are planning a wedding have no idea. And this doesn't have to be only about photography. You can interview other vendors. You can talk about the price of flowers and have a florist on your podcast and explain why flowers are so expensive. You can talk about how to repurpose, you know, your flowers after your wedding. You can talk about a style for your weddings and how to choose the best, you know, dress for your body type, or how to, you know, have a dress that is completely out of the ordinary that is going to wow your friends. I don't know. Oh, I have so many topics that I will talk about. And if you're wondering why I don't have a podcast for future clients, it's because a podcast is listened all over the world. And I only focus on local weddings because I don't want to travel for work. I don't want to do that. But if you are listening to this and you want to travel all over the world and you want to think of new ways to market your business, a podcast could be a really, really good idea. Once again, keep in mind, this is a really, really long marathon. This is like an Ironman. You really have to work for a long time before you start seeing results, but it could be really fun. So if that's what you're considering, I support you, friend. Let's bounce some ideas. I will help you out. Alrighty, another question that I thought that was really, really interesting, and this is Katrina Ferguson. She asked, "If Pinterest didn't exist, where would you direct the time and effort you spent on it instead?" I like these questions because you guys know that I love Pinterest, but now you know that for me to love Pinterest, I have to love my website. So Katrina, all my efforts, even before Pinterest, are based on my SEO and networking with vendors. That's where I do a lot of my really, really heavy work. I want to make sure that if somebody's looking for a particular venue in Miami, that they find my website right at the top. I want to make sure that if they're looking for a wedding photographer in Miami, that they find my website right at the top. I want to make sure that if they're looking for the best places to get engaged in Miami, that my website is right at the top. I want to hit them right on Google at the top. The next thing that I want is for wedding vendors to refer me to their clients, because clients trust the vendors that they have already hired. So if a wedding planner talks to them about my service, they're going to trust their wedding planner and most likely I'm going to get that client. How do you work with other vendors? You do a lot of, you know, building relationships. It's not about what they can do for you, it's about what you can do for them. One of the easiest things that you can do is obviously engage on social media, leave them nice reviews, leave them nice comments. When you work with them, share your galleries with them so they can also have photos that they can use on their social media. Always, you know, be polite, be a good team player. So those are the things that you can do so vendors can start seeing you and they can start noticing your efforts and, you know, getting into their circle of trust. That's really what you can do. Friend, this is a short podcast intermission to remind you that every month I am uploading actionable short tutorials about SEO, blogging, content creation, website reviews, and much more on my Patreon. Each tutorial has a very specific goal to help you level up an aspect of your business. You can access these tutorials at any time and as many times as you need to. In addition, each month I am also hosting a live call where you can ask any questions regarding your business or marketing strategies. This is like having a tiny coaching call with me. You can currently access over 50 tutorials for only $10 a month. Join today. I have a direct link on the notes of this episode for you to check it out. Now, back to the episode. Alrighty, another question that I have here that I thought it was really, really interesting was, hey Carolina, your background in mass communications and advertising must have some killer insights. Can you share a smart move you pull off too smoothly, shift interactions from in-person networking events or workshops to online platforms? Basically, how do you make sure leads feel the same awesome vibe online as they do in person? Thank you, Elad Amid, for this question. So, I started my business 13 or 14 years ago. I don't even remember. I feel like a grandma or a dinosaur. Things back then were very different. We didn't even have Facebook. Yes, you heard that right. I didn't even have Facebook when I started my business. And it wasn't by choice. It was because Facebook didn't exist. So I had to do a lot of literally footwork. I had to go to stores in person, to like bridal shops. And I had to go to venues in person to introduce myself and all that jazz. Now, if you're an introvert, you just have to put your big person pants on and push through it because nobody's going to come to you. So you have to actually leave your house and get in person. But now with so many tools like Instagram, Instagram stories, it's really easy to create connections with people, right? Before it was all about newsletters because that's how we, you know, communicated. But now having Instagram at our fingertips at all times is really easy to meet somebody online, I mean, or in person, and then be like, hey, I love your work. Let me follow you on Instagram. And, you know, I'll catch you soon. And one of the things that I do is, for example, I meet somebody at a networking event. And then that day or that night when I come home, I just send them a DM like, hey, it was lovely meeting you today. Thank you so much for sharing, you know, a conversation with me or what have you. And then you just let things organically go. You're not going to pitch them a sale immediately. That's a no-no. You open the door for a conversation. They might reply saying, yeah, it was great seeing you. Then you can interact with them on, you know, giving them some likes, giving them some comments on, you know, their post. Then in a month, you can do a little follow-up email, be like, hey, we met a month ago. How you been? How can I help you? You know, get creative with that, but do not, for the love of God, teach them a sale right in then, because that could be a turnoff. The amount of DMs that I get when they're just like, hey, Carolina, could you please send your clients to me? I'm like, what? No, I don't even know you. You're not even following back on social media. How are you asking me for clients when you're not even following me back? So don't be that person. All right, I have another question here that is really good. Lindsay Coulter says, If you were to start your business over in a new city, what would you do to market yourself? Would you try anything completely different from what you're doing now? And also, how do you feel? Oh, that question is about Bravo TV. So pretty much the question is like, how to market yourself in a new city. So the first thing that I will do is I would start focusing on my SEO. This is what's gonna take the longest. But I will go and I'll change things on my website that are gonna start triggering Google to know that I'm moving to a new location. So for example, let's say that we're gonna move to New York. Instead of saying Miami wedding photographer on the title of my website, I will change that to New York wedding photographer. The next thing that I will do is I will make an Excel sheet, and I am not even kidding you about it. And in this Excel sheet, I will put every single vendor I wanna work with. I wanna make sure that I have their Instagram and that I have their website and that I follow them on Instagram. And once again, I'm gonna introduce myself on the DMs. It's like, hey, how are you? I'm local to New York, would love to get to know you. If you need any headshots or anything like that, let me know. You see, I'm not actually asking for anything. I'm offering something. In my opinion, because I know a lot about marketing, I could extend an invitation about like, let me, you know, if you need some tips about marketing, let me know. So what is the thing that you do? Maybe you have something that is really good. Maybe your photography, that's what it is, really good. You're like, hey, I want to give you some headshots if you want. Maybe you're really good at, I don't know, something else, websites or what have you, and then you can extend that to them. But if you are very shy or you don't have any ability that you think you could share with others, start just with the DMs. Just be like, hey, how are you? You know, I'm new in the city, love your style. If it's a new vendor or a new venue, go to the venue, be like, hey, I'm new in the city and I'm touring new venues, because I want to write an article about you. So start writing articles about vendors. They love that. That's how I started my blogging many years ago. I reached out to all the vendors that I thought they were fantastic and that I wanted to work with. And some of them were completely out of my league. And some of them didn't reply to my inquiry email. But many of them were like, absolutely, what do you want to write about me? And then I was like, I have a couple of questions about your product or your service or your venue, and I would like to take some photos to go along with the article that I'm gonna write, and that's it. I hope that this article brings new clients to you. And that opened so many doors. It was a lot of work on my end, but it opened so many doors, and it also gave me an opportunity to play journalist, which, you know, I always thought that I was gonna be a journalist growing up. So listen, you know, we gotta do what we gotta do. Alrighty, another question that I have here is Christine Tremolet. I think I'm butchering your last name, Christine, so forgive me. Hi, Carolina. Hold on a second. We're gonna do this question again. Christine asks, hi, Carolina. I know you love Pinterest. Do you think it is as effective today as it was 2-3 years ago? Do you have any tips on using Pinterest in your workflow? Oh, Christine, I love this question because people underestimate the power of Pinterest so easily. And although that makes me sad, at the same time, I get happy because there is not that many competition in Pinterest for photographers. You wouldn't believe that, but it's the truth because people give up so easily. So yes, Christine, Pinterest still works as well as 2 or 3 years ago. I want to remind you that Pinterest is not a social media platform. It is a search engine platform. So obviously it is going to work. So here are some tips. Tip number one, be super specific. If you create a board that just says wedding photography, is not as effective as Miami garden wedding or as New York rooftop wedding or as, I don't know, French country wedding. So be super specific. Tip number two, be consistent and have patience. In Pinterest, things can take up to 6 to 8 months to get traction. And a lot of people quit because, you know, we want easy, fast results. That's why the gym is always packed on January. And by February, the place is empty because we want everything to work fast. And that's not the way that Pinterest works. So give it time and be consistent. And tip number three is you have to blog. Sorry to tell you, but if you are just creating pins and they go to your website, just to your homepage, that is not going to work. Remember that Pinterest is a search engine platform. So if you have a beautiful image about a garden wedding, and then as a couple or as a person, I'm interested in that because that's exactly what I want for my wedding, and I click on it and it takes me to your homepage, I am not going to do the work to try to find this wedding. I won't. Or nobody else will. So make sure that if I click on that pin, that it takes me to a blog post about that wedding or that aesthetic or that vibe or what have you, okay? Alrighty guys, that is all for today. I have more questions from this amazing Q&A that perhaps I will be recording another podcast episode, but I don't know if you can hear, but my little puppy is barking on the background, so I have to go and take care of him right now. Guys, thank you so much for listening to my podcast. It is always a pleasure to chat into the void and hope that you listen to me while you drive, while you edit, while you do your exercise routine. Whatever you're doing, make sure that you send me a DM at The Talk Republic. I would love to connect with you. Alrighty guys, talk to you soon. Until then, ciao!
Thanks for listening to today's episode. For more info about marketing tips for photographers and show notes, please visit thetogrepublic.com. If you enjoy today's show, please go to iTunes and leave us a review. Want even more? Join our marketing community group. Just search for The Tog Republic Group on Facebook. Until next week.